It's 12:30 Central Time. I'm Jeff Bossert, filling in for Craig Cohen on the Afternoon Magazine. In Illinois Public Media News this hour, Illinois' top leaders say the federal government will purchase Thompson Correctional Center in western Illinois for $165 million. The prison sale has been stalled for years, most recently because of opposition from a Virginia Republican who chairs a subcommittee overseeing the Bureau of Prisons. Congressman Frank Wolf rejected the sale request because he believed terrorism suspects would be housed there. Federal officials say that's not true. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin and Governor Pat Quinn announced the sale today, saying federal officials decided to go around Wolf and act on their own authority. Durbin says it's an unusual move, but not illegal. Thompson was built in 2001. Budget troubles kept it from fully opening. It has 1,600 cells, but housed fewer than 200 inmates before closing to prepare for a sale. Quinn plans an announcement regarding the prison sale at 1:45 this afternoon. After several reports of apparent child abduction in Champaign-Urbana, authorities say the latest incident they've learned about may have been an innocent encounter. All the same, they're asking the public's help in connection with an incident that took place yesterday afternoon in southwest Champaign, in which a man in a car tried to make contact with a 7-year-old girl. The incident occurred as the girl was getting off her school bus near the intersection of Park Lane and Bedford Avenue, just north of the Champaign-Savoy border. A sheriff's department news release says the girl ran away after the man opened his car door and asked for help, apparently with a cell phone he was displaying to her. Authorities say that if the encounter was an innocent one, the man should contact the Champaign County Sheriff's Office, and they're asking anyone with knowledge of the incident to contact the Sheriff's Department or Champaign County Crime Stoppers. You'll find more details on our website, will.illinois.edu. During a public forum yesterday, the Chancellor of the University of Illinois' Urbana campus unveiled an initiative to tackle major challenges facing the university. Chancellor Phyllis Wives says about 3,000 faculty, staff, and students identified the challenges, which were narrowed down to a list of 6 that include economic development, education, and social equality. Wise says she plans to assemble different committees to try to come up with solutions to these problems.
I'm going to try and gather groups, a small group of probably around 30 leaders in each of those areas to prioritize in terms of what action should we take, how do we fund it, because you always have to think about where the money's coming from, to make sure that there's action behind those words.
Given lagging state support, Chancellor Wise stressed the importance of boosting scholarship money for U of I students without raising tuition. She also wants to see an expansion of research and more diversity on campus. Illinois' prepaid college tuition program began selling contracts again yesterday. College Illinois had been on hold after it was found to be severely underfunded. Brian Mackey has more.
College Illinois has been saying it can only meet its obligations through 2022, even though many of the program's youngest participants won't begin college until years after that. The program allows parents and grandparents to buy semesters at state colleges and universities for lower rates. Questionable investments, the down economy, and tuition inflation all left the program about 70% funded. But the state agency that oversees College Illinois has a new board and a new executive director. And spokesman John Samuel says the state has had steady demand for contracts from new and existing customers. He says the program is improving.
The rate of tuition inflation in Illinois, which was among the highest in the country, has really tapered off the last couple of years.
College Illinois is seeking discounts on tuition from state universities. Samuel says it's one of the few entities that pays full price for college. I'm Brian Mackey.
NPR legal affairs correspondent Nitina Totenberg will be honored by the University of Illinois this week. She's the 2012 recipient of the Illinois Prize for Lifetime Achievement in Journalism. She'll receive the award Friday at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C. The prize honors those whose career contributions to public affairs represent the best achievements in American journalism. U of I journalism head Rich Martin says Totenberg is richly deserving of the prize since she's established herself as the nation's premier legal reporter. She began with NPR in 1975. Prior to that, she was a print journalist, splitting time with the Boston Record American, National Observer, and New Times Magazine. Her 1991 report on the University of Illinois of Oklahoma law professor Anita Hill's allegations of sexual harassment by Judge Clarence Thomas led to the Senate Judiciary Committee to reopen Supreme Court confirmation hearings. NPR received the George Foster Peabody Award for the coverage of those hearings. And in 1998, Totenberg was named Broadcaster of the Year by the National Press Foundation. She also received the Corporation for Public Broadcasting's Edward R. Murrow Award in 2010. Urbana aldermen voted unanimously last night to approve a business plan for the UC2B Big Broadband Project. Alderwoman Diane Marlin says their vision of the plan provides a better explanation of the business model, including the formation of 501c3, or nonprofit group, to oversee the network and the hiring of a general manager. She says that will provide flexibility for the fiber optic network's other partners, the City of Champaign and University of Illinois. UC2B's initial service is to so-called anchor institutions in sections of Champaign-Urbana considered to be underserved by other internet providers. Marlin suggests expanding the broadband network to the business sector, but she supports a city council request for more information about cost if Gigabit Squared or another private company is used to build out that network.
We've heard, you know, Gigabit Squared saying it's a $50 million value. One of the respondents to our RFI is saying, no, it's closer to $20 million, and that's a big difference. So we really don't know what it will actually cost to do this build-out, and I think before we make any decisions, we need to have a better estimate.
At the suggestion of Alderman Charlie Smythe, Urbana City Council will also seek to have a say in appointing some members to a board overseeing UC2B. A Northern Illinois community is one of the latest to move forward with video gambling. Sycamore Alderman last night approved installing gaming machines in bars and fraternal organizations. A Northern Illinois lawmaker says more capital construction projects will soon get off the ground now that the video gambling launch is near. Democratic Representative Frank Montino of Spring Valley says it's a key funding component of a massive infrastructure program.
The reason that we haven't let more of the projects loose is because for the past 2 years, there has not been regulation structure in place.
That's about to change. Illinois' Gaming Board says a computer monitoring system is being tested. Officials say if all goes well, gambling machines in licensed establishments could be up and running this fall. Over the summer, Governor Pat Quinn signed a measure authorizing another $1.6 billion in construction spending as part of the capital plan. Urbana and Champaign are expected to have video gaming machines in such establishments soon. Members of the Chicago Teachers Union are scheduled to vote on the proposed contract reached after a 7-day strike last month. The strike left more than 350,000 students out of class across Chicago. Union officials say they'll release results of today's vote on Thursday. In sports, Fighting Illini football coach Tim Beckman says his team has lost its last two games by a combined score of 87-31. It only gets tougher for the Illini, who will travel to Wisconsin taking on the Badgers this Saturday. After last night's 34-18 win over Dallas, the Chicago Bears are 8-2 in Monday night games under head coach Lovie Smith. The win leaves the Bears with a 3-1 record heading into Sunday's game in Jacksonville. The White Sox playoff hopes are gone, but they'll be back on the field tonight in Cleveland looking for another win over the Indians. Jake Peavy will be on the mound. He's 11-12 this season. Cleveland will hand the ball to Justin Masterson. A St. Louis win tonight in Busch Stadium will give the Cardinals a wild card berth. The Cards will go with right-hander Chris Carpenter as they continue their series against Cincinnati. He's 0-1 and 2 starts so far this year. Reds starter Matt Latos is 13-4. And the Cubs have lost 100 games this season. We'll see if tonight is 101 as they continue their series against the Houston Astros at Wrigley Field. Chris Volstead pitches for the Cubs. Astros go with Bud Norris.